Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome, welcome. This is Twani here, and I hope you are doing lovely today. So, let's tune into Conscious Relationships. Today, I would like to share with you something about understanding narcissism. Understanding narcissism. In Greek mythology, Narcissus, a young man renowned for his beauty, sees his reflection in a body of water and falls in love with his own image. Unable to leave the beauty of his reflection, he fell to his death. And that's how the word narcissism came about. Narcissism is a term used to describe a focus on the self and self-admiration that is taken to an extreme. It involves admiration of one's own physical or mental attributes, often defined as excessive self-love. So, does that mean narcissism is bad, or is there a healthy dose of narcissism that can be used to thrive? So let's find out what is healthy narcissism first. The concept of excessive self-admiration has been explored by various philosophers and thinkers throughout the history. Sigmund Freud was one of them. He wrote a paper on narcissism in 1914, and he suggested that narcissism is actually a normal part of the human psyche, referred by him as primary narcissism. In Freud's theory of personality, people are born without a basic sense of self, and it's only through the experiences that occur during early childhood that people gain what is known as ego or a sense of self. As a child interacts with the outside world and is conditioned to adhere to the social and cultural expectations, he develops a perfect image of himself that the ego strives to attain. Another psychologist, Alfred Adler, believed that it was natural to strive for a sense of superiority and perfection. Is the need for approval driven by the ego to feel loved and important? This is healthy narcissism, on a normal defense that protects us from failures and keeps us away from feelings of helplessness. It's seen more as a morale boosting activity to keep our motivation levels up in life. In healthy narcissism, one is aware of their strengths and weaknesses and is able to have realistic expectations of their self. There is no need for any one-upmanship or one-downmanship in this relationship. While unhealthy narcissism, on the other hand, is in complete contrast. So let's find out what is the extreme side of narcissism. Whoever loves becomes humble. Those who love have, so to speak, pawned a part of their narcissism, as said by Sigmund Freud. Many times, people tend to confuse self-love with narcissism, but there is a clear distinction between the two. Self-love is important to evolve mentally, physically, and spiritually, whereas self-obsession is confined to our outward perception of self, position, power, and status. Self-love is triggered by sense of oneness, but self-obsession is a constant struggle to fight low self-esteem, insecurity, and other complex issues. Extreme narcissism can lead to narcissistic personality disorder, which is known as NPD. The disorder is caused by a severe case of egocentrism. They believe that they are superior to others and have little regard for other people's feelings, derived from arrogant pride and lack of empathy. Narcissists spend a good deal of their time and energy doing things to make themselves look and feel good and pumping up their egos. More than others, a narcissistic individual is causing damage to their own mind and body. He sticks to feelings of self-grandiosity and lives under the impression that they are not prone to vulnerability. But behind the mask of this overconfidence lies this fragile self-esteem, vulnerable to the slightest criticism. The disorder interferes with the development of healthy relationships with others. The cause may be linked to a dysfunctional childhood, such as excessive pampering, extremely high expectations from parents and society, abuse, or even neglect. Much research has been done to prove that narcissism has been on the rise during the last 30 years, especially among young people. People are paying more heed to entitlement instead of enlightenment. A new study showed that narcissists have no problem admitting they are narcissists. Even the word selfie and what it stands for has a rather narcissistic implication, don't you think? People suffering from extreme narcissism need healing. More than anything, working on their thought patterns is a necessity, since that distorts their self-image, and to help them create a more healthy and realistic self-image. All human beings crave intimacy and love, and to experience the same, one has to be vulnerable and free. Narcissistic leaders and corporate owners rule us, being profit-oriented and pragmatic is easy to achieve, but being selfless to help one another takes some courage and is rewarding in ways that is good for the soul and mind, right? If you identify yourself as a narcissistic, or if you know someone who shows these traits, few things can help you deal with it. First of all, be compassionate. Be compassionate towards oneself and others. Understand that everyone makes mistakes, and in those mistakes lies valuable lessons of life. Learn from them and evolve. Secondly, understand emotions. Understand your feelings, which are driving you crazy, and then tell yourself that it's momentary and you are capable of converting that feeling into something positive. For example, if you fear that you will fail and it has left you feeling anxious, encourage yourself into believing that you won't fail. Narcissistic have the need to be constantly admired. Here, it is a good idea to remind yourself that your existence is a beautiful creation in itself, and you don't need laurels to prove your worth constantly. Thirdly, you can embrace nature. Nature heals the body and mind in more ways than one. It expands our thinking and teaches us to appreciate its natural raw beauty. When you're too absorbed in yourself, you fail to enjoy the simple joys of life. So observe your surrounding, go to beautiful places, not for the idea of vacation, but to unravel the unknown that lies within. The first act of awe when man was struck with the beauty or wonder of nature was the first spiritual experience. Fourthly, you can let go of insecurities. Having insecurities blocks your flow of energy in the mind and body, as few muscles and nerves always remain tensed. Insecurities won't help, it will only worsen the problem. In fact, insecurities attract more negative energy and successfully execute Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law states that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. So just breathe and take one day at a time. Well, that was all for now. So stay tuned till my next episode. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. And please share this episode so that more and more people can benefit. And click the subscribe button and especially the bell icon for my YouTube viewers, so that you get notified every time I upload a new episode. And you're more than welcome to join our Facebook group, Cautious Relationships, or follow me on Instagram, cautious.relationships. The link is in the description box below or in the about section. Okay, so I'll leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening and have a good time. Bye-bye.